Welcome back to another episode of Low-Key Talks with Aisha, a No-Aya podcast, where I get very loud about the things that are never talked about, the things that need to be talked about, the things that are that is barely talked about, and it is pushed under a rug in our community, in the communities that I belong in. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening, sharing your feedbacks. I have been slacking. It's been a couple months since I last recorded. This is another episode or another part of Childhood Traumas as requested by many of you. Inshallah, this episode is a bit different from Childhood Trauma Part 1. Thanks so much for tuning in again. Jazakallah. To get into the episode, I'll be covering two things, that is, what trauma is, and also childhood trauma altogether, how it affects a person, and how it can play a big part in their life as they go on from the transitioning from childhood to becoming a young adult to an adult. What is trauma? Trauma is an emotional, from a psychological perspective or the psychology term, trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event like an accident, a rape, or even natural disaster, one who had witnessed war, and usually it is people respond trauma differently. So we're moving to the response of like how trauma affects one's mind, body, and in their social life as well. Usually it is it happens immediately after the event occurs, whether it's one coming out of war or in the event of witnessing a terrible accident, or just recovering from a natural disaster, so on and so forth. There are many things that that is considered trauma. No person has the right to tell another person what they consider trauma is. trauma affects each person differently, and it is always it's mainly based on an experience. People sometimes go through recovering from such trauma for almost all their life. Sometimes it could take years, and some are better at not showing trauma, which means we have to be very sympathetic to those that had witnessed a trauma or that are recovering or going through. I wouldn't say recovering, let me take that back. they're going through the transition from that trauma that they had experienced to going back to their own self. Trauma is honestly something that could be very emotional disturbing. Like, it could be very emotionally, trauma is honestly something that is emotionally disturbing, life-threatening, and can last forever in a person's life. How does this trauma affect us? We have always to revisit what exactly childhood trauma is. By definition, again, it is generally refers to a traumatic event that occurred to a child at age of 1 to 6, or at a very young age. And how does trauma affect childhood development? By definition, again, they may struggle with like sustaining attention, curiosity, It kind of disturbs a child's language development, their reasoning skills, and how they could how they believe their views or their take in the world. Like, and please keep in mind, this podcast is merely based on personal experience, research, and things that I have witnessed. Going forward, childhood trauma can cause like confidence, like a child who experienced trauma may be less confident when it comes to going for what they need to do or what they would like in the world. They're less expressive when it comes to their views on things. They're less verbal. They kind of keep to themselves, and that is kind of like their safe space. And childhood trauma is not merely only based on experiencing abuse. It is usually witnessing events that a child or a person should not experience. Again, like war, an accident, a traumatic event, even a loss, grief. It is also some form of trauma. And the reason why I said grief is a trauma, it is because it can be extremely, one can easily experience a loss of emotion in an event where they witnessed someone that they love or someone that they have a connection with, like for instance a parent or a child, a mother losing a child or a child losing their parents. That is the ultimate of a traumatic event one can witness. Usually, when one is experiencing trauma altogether, they may show the signs of depression. And for a child who is experiencing trauma, they will also show signs of depression, not being expressful, not being active, not being able to like express themselves when it comes to their likes or dislikes in things, so on. And I would say the same thing when one is going, I think the same applies to adults who are experiencing grief. There are five stages of grief. Many people go through this differently. It may be at first at a stage of shock, having hard time to accept. Some may even start with acceptance, and then depression can come in, and bargaining, anger, denial, but it doesn't have to be in that order. It usually starts with denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Those are the five stages of grief that is often talked about, and people usually go through it from one stage to another. However, it doesn't apply to people as as they listed. So those that are experiencing a traumatic, that had witnessed a traumatic event, such as experiencing loss or grieving, may show the signs of depression. Depression can present itself in many aspects of our lives. My main point of pointing out that depression and grief are connected is because people who lose a parent or a child or a loved one express themselves differently than those that did not experience, or as time goes on, those that may have already experienced. So at the time that the war occurred in Somalia, many people, like stories that I have read and people that I had sit down with and talked to, including family members and parents, they are not very expressful about what they had witnessed. They would talk about it, and some may talk about it as if they can take you back and tell you that story in very detail. Some would rather forget, and that is very normal. However, when one is already experiencing a traumatic event like being abused, or we should never be easily dismissed. And I don't want my podcast to be based on only advice. However, I always bring these conversations at our dinner table in my family. So I honestly love the responses that I've been getting from you, people that listen to my podcast, that have been responding. They're always reminding me that they're people that are actually listening to. Almost, I think 12 countries are listening to my podcast, but though I have basically disappeared or went MIA, inshallah, I will bring these conversations that it's not talked about often in our community. So going forward, I think childhood trauma is something that many of us are recovering from. Whether it's not something that one does not have to experience physical abuse or a loss in order to consider their trauma traumatic. However, trauma can easily be feeling like loss or confusion or a disbelief, anxiety, fear, feeling withdrawal from socializing to others, which is again, some of us can easily mark people under the category of that person is just depressed, or that person we're easily so prone to dismiss people's what exactly they consider trauma. Before I conclude, thank you so much for listening to Loki Talks with Aisha and Know I Am podcast. I know this episode is a bit short, however, I wanted to cover this and get back on just being, you know, being able to post more, hopefully, inshallah. Life has been keeping me on my toes, but inshallah, I will continue to do better. And thank you so much for listening again. Assalamu alaikum.